Well, my first thought was outrage. What is happening here? I just think that Fred Bielefeld is one of the finest police commissioners we have ever had in Baltimore City. There's been one crisis after another. He's pushed us through, pulled us through, talked us through. He's a real person, but a preeminent professional as well.
Yeah, how did you find out?
Well, I got an email. We got an email from the mayor, and I just read it.
Was the email the public sort of announcement, or was it something different
one.
To the?
No. I mean, it was just a regular press release.
So he's a guy, from everything I've seen, who seems to clearly love what he does.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
He lived it.
Yeah, he did. It was his passion and his lifelong career.
I understand that kind of passion, and that's what you really need to have when you have a job like that.
And as far as we know, he's leaving for family reasons, but that is a very common phrase to use when you're stepping down from a high profile.
I think he is.
You do?
I think he is. I mean, I called him up to yell at him. And we talked, and I think he actually is leaving. Yeah. It's a critical time in his children's lives. They're teenagers. We all know how tense that era is in a family's life. And, you know, it's a good time to be there.
Well, wait, tell me about that phone call.
That's all I'm going to tell you about it.
Well, you called him up and you said, Fred, what's going
how
on?
How can you do this? But we talked. And I think that, yes, I think he's... I think he is, honestly, yeah, he's retiring to some job that'll give him a chance to be with his family at a point where it's important. You can't capture that time again.
Emotionally, how did he sound?
Fine. Oh, fine.
Yeah. This will probably be a difficult transition nonetheless.
Well, it's sure going to be for a lot of people.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, you know... he's done a good job in my district, certainly, of putting good people in charge of support of the districts. I'm in Northern and Northeastern, of giving them a free hand to bring in the people that will work with them and that will do a day's work and are professional and care about their jobs. So from my perspective, he leaves us in a very positive position with the teams that he's put in place or let his commanders put in place. And so that's one thing. He's not just walking away without having built an organization that should be able to sustain itself at the district level.
Yeah, and I think he said that he would help with the transition.
I'm sure he will. He loves Baltimore City.
He lives
in Baltimore City.
Where do you think the city will look for a replacement?
I think we better look at home. We grow good people here, and we have a lot of good people in the police department right now. And, you know, I don't think we have time to break someone in. Hey, this is Baltimore Street. This is North Charles. That's where kind of north and south and east and west meet. Now, if you go west, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, you know, it's our job to review who the mayor nominates, and I'm sure she'll do a very dutiful job at finding us the best person possible.
Look, I know he's not gone yet, but what will you remember most about him?
Well, he's not gone and he didn't die.
Right.
I hope we don't have to remember. I hope he remembers to keep... playing lacrosse with those kids he was helping to coach and running in races and working with kids on, especially on athletics. We need that. I mean, if he wants to spend more time with the family, we're the family. So the best thing he can do is work with our kids and their teams and, you know, bring that kind of leadership there. What he does for a day job, you know, that's up to him.